It's time now to Take 5 for your community. Take 5 brought to you by German American Bank. And Debbie Goodwin is our guest, the Director of Tourism here in Daviess County.
Good morning.
Hi, Debbie. I'm fantastic. Let's talk about the oldest continuous festival in the state of Indiana. It is the Oatknote Settlers Days. This is an annual tradition, 141 years and going strong. Where were you at 141 years ago?
I wasn't here.
No, but this is awesome in northern Daviess County. Such a fun event. It's just a way to get together and have some fun.
It is. It's a lot of good old-fashioned fun and just kind of brings everybody together and you get to see people you haven't seen for a long time and a lot of great music lined up, food. I call it Food Truck Alley. Like, you walk down, it's almost like a little taste of Chicago. Go down, like, all the food trucks are down there, and you can just peruse around and listen to music and visit with people. It's a really good night.
Two of those are the Grand Marshals this year.
They are.
Dottie's and Callahan's.
Yes.
They're going to be... They've been an Old Settler since I can remember, man.
So, yeah, there's... Callahan Fish Stand is... I think we calculated 115 of those 141 years through the family generations. So that's pretty epic for a food truck. You know, sometimes they come and go, and it's a hard thing to keep up. It really is. And then Dottie's, I think I saw she was around 40, 41 years. So that's pretty awesome, too. So,
and you know you got to get both of those when you go to Old Settlers.
Yeah, and they're kind of not too far apart, so you can hit one and hit the other.
For the kids, they've got inflatables this year.
Got inflatables, lots of fun things going on. They did do a chicken poop bingo last year, so I'm excited to see if that's coming back.
Always fun.
Yeah, the band is going to be there for a special presentation Thursday night after the parade. So if you haven't seen North Daviess Band for a little while, that'll be a good opportunity to get out and see them and encourage the kids. And they always put on a great show.
And then Americana music after that.
Americana music Thursday night.
And the Summertime Band.
Summertime Band. Got John Riggins coming Friday night. Got the baby show and everything Saturday. Car show Saturday. I mean, it's just packed. Got a big fun band. I think they're kind of like the throwback with like Earth, Wind, and Fire, playing Chicago hits, things like that, Saturday night. And, you know, you can go for the car show, baby show. They've got exhibits in the floral hall, all kinds of artwork, you know, things of that nature, canning, flower arrangements, stuff like that. Still a little competition, you know, going on there. I mean, that's what people used to do, you know, back in the day. Like, that's... All the ladies got together and displayed all their stuff to, you know.
And it's still going.
Learn and grow.
141 years later.
I'm really excited about the horse rides. This one popped up the other day at the Sugar Ridge Ranch. They've been there a few years now. They rehab animals. So they take in, you know, animals that maybe you can't feed anymore. And, you know, somebody's looking to offset a horse. They might take them in and rehab them and train them and everything. So the kids can... He says from 2 to 102, so I'm right in the middle of that.
There you go.
So I might go for a horse ride.
We'll see. Kicks off with the Old Settlers Parade, and that is one of the biggest parades up in northern Daviess County. We'll
it
be strolling through WMW crew, tossing out lots of candy, and that starts at 6 o'clock Thursday night.
6 o'clock Thursday night. It'd be awesome.
Don't miss Oatknote Settlers Days, the oldest continuous festival in the state. It kicks off this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Odin Park. We got just about a minute or so left. I also want to put a plug in for your special event August 5th for those nonprofits in the community.
So August 5th, I am hosting a summit for all of our event hosts, innkeepers, anybody that hosts an event. You know, a lot of our eateries have patios with live music, and you know, we consider those events as well. So anybody that wants to attend, we've got Crystal Painter coming from Discover Southern Indiana to talk about tourism and what she does for the region. Our locable events calendar people will be on a Zoom and explaining some of the benefits that they offer. And you know, when you put your stuff on their calendar, it gets it to our webpage, gets it to you. Just, you know, the reciprocity that keeps coming, you know, when we work together and partner on these things. And we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, Facebook posting, web pages, photography, you know, just all the tips and tricks to, you know, good posting and getting people's attention and stuff. So, yeah, if you want to attend, if you haven't already heard about it, there's a lot of people I could invite, but that's a pretty big list and a hard email list, you know, to get together. So if you're interested, just you know, give me a call up at the Visitors Bureau or email me at debbie.goodwin@developdavies.com.
It's again August 5th, starting at noon, right?
Starting at noon. Me Pueblo's going to cater, and it'll probably go till about 3:30. We're going to kind of do a little bit of tour of the museum and stuff too, just, you know, real quick, and kind of give people a little bit of a showcase that a little bit, because I think a lot of people miss out on the fact that the museum always changes. Like, there's a lot of things that change there and stuff. So.
And that's at the museum?
At the museum.
August 5th, if you host an event, nonprofit, you definitely want to be a part of it to learn how you can spread the word about your group or your upcoming event. And always reach out to Debbie about that as well, because she is here to help and does a fantastic job with the Tourism Board. Debbie, thank you so much. We'll see you at Old Settlers this weekend.
Thank you. I'll see you Thursday.
Take 5 for your community, brought to you by German American Bank.